So, and thank you everyone for coming. Rav Aaron Cutler has a beautiful piece in Mishnas Rav Aaron where he discusses the importance of coming to a dinner which supports Torah or supports a worthy organization. And he points out it's easy in life sometimes to give a check, to give a thank you. A check does help. But he says there's something unique about coming. And he quotes the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amebeis. The Gemara, the Talmud expounds as follows. Om Rav Yehuda Amarav, Kol Masha Asa Avram Lamalachi Hasharetz Bi'atzmoi, Haka Asa Karish Baruch Hu Levana Ba'atzmo, V'Kol Masha Asa Avram Ayedei Shliach, Asa Karish Baruch Hu Levana V'Alei Shliach. What Avram Avinu did, the chesedim that he did by himself, that's what Hashem rewarded the Jewish people with. And the chassadim that Avraham Avinu put a shliach, had a middleman, had a messenger do it, Hashem sent a shliach and a middleman to go ahead and do the chesed for the Jewish people. Zachter Baron Cutler explains to Baron Cutler, when a person comes to support a Torah organization, and they don't just write a check or send the regard and say thank you, it's a different world. It's showing that this event is important enough that I come by myself. And the crowd that we have here tonight are people who recognize that the Chavra Kadisha is an essential part of our community. First and foremost, you see multiple Rabbanim. If I started naming them all, it would take a few minutes. But they all came here tonight, busy schedules, and a shakayach to all of them who come. Also, as mentioned, the people involved, again, thank you, Menasha and Mrs. Bergman, Mrs. Roberts, and Jonathan, everyone involved in the Chavra Kadisha. Chavetz Chaim, in his beautiful work, Ahavas Chesed, Chavetz Chaim has so many works, but one work he put just about Chesed, called The Love of Chesed. And he starts Ahavas Chesed as follows. The whole work where he talks about doing kindnesses for others, doing good deeds for others. Zokti Chavetz Chaim, explains to Chavetz Chaim, Amru Chazal, Dorish Rabbi Simlai, says Rabbi Simlai, Torah, Tchilas Gemilas Chasadim, at the beginning of the Torah is kindness, is acts of kindness, is doing good for one to another, V'soifo Gemilas Chasadim. And the end of the Torah finishes with acts of kindness. Tchilas Gemilas Chasadim, the beginning of the Torah is kindness. Dichsiv Yas Hashem Elokim LaAdam LiIshto Ketoynes Or VeAlbishon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, took care of Adam V'Chava in Gan Eden. The Soifa Gemilas Chasadim, and the five books of Moses ends with Chesed. What was the Chesed? V'Yikbur Osoi V'Gai, that Hashem buried Moshe. Hashem Himself took the time to bury Moshe. The Chavetz Chaim doesn't say this, but perhaps one could contend that the apex of chesed is that the chesed shel emes, that the Torah starts with a chesed, but it ends with a chesed shel emes. Why is chesed shel emes? Why is Chavra Kadisha so important? There is a remarkable sefer called the Gesher HaChaim, the Bridge of Life, written by an Alter Yerushalmi Rav Tukachinsky, in which he goes through all of the laws of avelis, of mourning, of burial, of consecrating cemeteries, of all kinds of permutations. And he has one section called the Chavra Kadisha. One chapter where he discusses and elaborates the milas, the greatness of the Chavra Kadisha. And he says, Chavra Zu, this Chavra, the Chavra that works upon, gives taharas, prepares people for burial, this is called a Chavra Kadisha, no one else. This is called a holy brotherhood. Bishvil Shioseques in Kadoshim Asher Aleim Namar, Likadoshim Asher Be'aratayim. Firstly, because the Chavra Kadisha deals with Yidden, with Jewish bodies, and the Jewish people are holy. And those who deal and prepare holy people for their final resting place, they themselves are involved in holiness. V'gam Nikris Gomeles Chesed Shel Emes. It's also called Chesed Shel Emes. Kindness of truth. Al Shem Akrov Asisi Imadi Chesed V'Emes. That you did for me Chesed V'Emes. And he says, what is Chesed V'Emes? So the Talmud says, and the Medrash as well, HaChesed Sho'isim L'Acharei Misa, a person helps someone who passed away where they cannot repay you. He then points out that Emes is also one of the names of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the names of Hashem. And that is to tell you that a person who is involved in Chesed Shel Emes is involved in Hashem's work. He's involved in Chesed Shel Emes. And he also points out a remarkable pshat. He quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Mivolkomer, who was a Magid in Volkomer, and he says, you know why it's called Chesed Shel Emes? Because it's the Chesed Lo'olam Ha'emes. It's the Chesed of the Olam Ha'emes. It's of the world of truth. To call a chasadim, every other chesed, you give a guy a ride, you offer a person a meal. Its main function is in this world. Even charity, you help a person, search a tremendous thing. But it's this world. People build electric bills. But chesed shel emes, it prepares. The whole point of a tahara is that we believe in a world to come. The whole point of a Jewish burial is because we're cognizant and aware that the body is maybe a body, but the soul is eternal. And your person who's dealing with chesed shel emes is dealing with the eternal world. He then points out that this mitzvah is from the mitzvahs that a person is rewarded with in this world, but the main reward is in the world to come. And you see that the gedolim, the great sages themselves, were involved in chevra kedisha, in being involved in preparation for burial, the respect for the dignity of others. The Chassam Sofer, the great leader of 19th century Central Europe, Migdoile Hador, the greatest generation, the Chassam Sofer, despite being a Rosh Yeshiva of Pressburg and a Rav of the whole Central Europe, was an active member of the Chevra Kedisha. Rabbi Saul Salanter was once in Kovno with his students, and they were davening Shacharis. And somebody said, they were talking in the back, and there was a Tahara. And so people said, who is it? And it was a poor lady. It was a poor lady, and that said, we can do it later, we can push it off. And this is in Kovno, they didn't have any rules. They could bury it right away. There's no delays. So we saw Salanter, in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, took off his tefillin and got his students. And he went ahead and said, we're going to bury this person now. You know why? Because the Chevra Kedisha, this is holy of holies. You know, there's no shachris if it could do a tahara. We're dealing with kedoshim. We're dealing with the bodies of Jews. We're dealing with the olam ha'emes, with the eternal world. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was with me, Rabbanon Shal Yerushalayim. For 45 years, he was involved in the Chevra Kedisha of Yerushalayim. And when he was in old life, he would still walk in dangerous situations to Har HaZeisim, to the Mount of Olives. And at the end of his life, someone's telling me, he said, Rebbe, you did the Tahara. You prepared the person for Misa. Why do you have to walk all the way to Hasidism? Stop by Shar Ashba. Stop by the Dung Gate. And he said, to give a Jew their final kavod, their final honor, their final respect. How can I not be part of this? We're here at a Suda, a great Suda. And tomorrow is Menasha. Mentioned that the members of the Chevra Kedisha, the backbone of the Chevra Kedisha, are going to be fasting. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, in a drasha that he gave in Luban when he was a Rav in Europe, he asked the following question. He says, why, by the Chevra Kedisha, do you both have a fast and a suda? He says, you don't find this, right? Where else do you fast? And why, he points out, there are other Chevras, Chevra Mishnayis, there, and in Europe, there are all kinds of chevra, tehillim. Why for this? Why is it so crucial? So Moshe explains as follows, that the chevra kedisha deals with the world of truth. And it's when you're dealing with the world of truth that you come to a certain, like as the Ramah says in Hilchas Avelis, a certain recognition of tshuva, what life is all about. What life is all about. And therefore, when you're dealing with this world, you have to be more serious. The expectation is higher. The bar for appreciation is that much greater. So says Rav Moshe, when you're involved in the Chevra Kedisha, you have to fast to make sure that you're doing it correctly. But he says, it could be that you'll get so nervous that you won't want to do it. He says, you have a suda to appreciate the great mitzvah that you're doing. That a person who's involved in the Chevra Kedisha is going to be truly rewarded. The Medrash says, Lo'olam yishtadel Adam ligmol chesed im achayim v'im hameisim. Kedei shiyasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu imol chesed. Shneemar yas Hashem imochem chesed kashir asisim. A person should always, zakta medrash nelem perek zayin, that a person should always look to do kindness with the living and the deceased, that Hashem should do kindness with us. Because the world is midah keneged midah. When we do kindness to others, Hashem does kindness to us. When we are caring and loving for others, Hashem does us. But as I mentioned, the Torah is tchilas chesed, resoifer chesed. There's no chesed. That's chesed shel emes, but for this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will bury Moshe. That's the soifer chesed the Torah ends with. Midah keneged midah, when we do chesed for others, the Ribbono shel Olam, Hashem does chesed for us. When we take care of other people, Hashem does chesed for us. So remarkable, Maisa, Rosh Hashanah Shadron quoted his Mechutin, Maletsky, that there's a certain Yerushalmi, his name is Rav Chatzko, he's very involved in many things, he's taught in the yeshiva called Eitz Chaim. And in 1914-15, he was living in Russia, at the age of 19, he was recruited into the Russian army. Of course, many yeshiva, World War I, many yeshiva students, many Orthodox Jews of all types were called into the Russian army. It was general conscription, right? Everyone was drafted. And this boy ended up in the Russian army. And he was fighting on the front lines of the Russian army against the Germans. And he was with his friend, Mendel. And this friend was shot fatally. And he went over to his friend, Mendel. And he looked at him and he says, I'm going to die. I have one request for you. Give me Kever Yisrael. Give me Jewish burial. Bury me like a Yid. Bury me like a Jew. Don't let me be buried by the Russians on anywhere. That's what they were doing. If you're in the Russian army, you didn't have time to start having a Tahara, putting a burying a Yid like a Yid, burying a Jew like a Jew. So he told him, bury me like a Yid. Give me Kever Yisrael. Now you have to imagine, they're on the front lines, fighting against the Germans. He's part of an army. You just can't just walk out and say, I'm going to take somebody and bury them. There's a protocol. And the protocol is that the Russian army would go ahead and put them in mass graves. That's what they did. And that's it. Mitzvah lishma divrei hames. It's a Jewish concept, first of all, to make sure to bury a person in general. But to hear the words of a dead person, he said he's going to bury him. And so he picked up his friend Mendel, and he walked on his shoulders for 2 miles. 2 miles to Stutchen, which was a town that he grew up in. And he said as he walked by, there were dozens of Russian troops and generals and corporals who could have stopped and asked him, what are you doing? And he told them that he left his battalion to bury this Jew. He would have ended up in Siberia or worse. Court-martialed and sentenced to death. That's what happened in the Russian army. And he got to Stutchen, which was his hometown. He knew the Chevra Kedisha, walked him for 2 miles. He organized this Jew, his friend Mendel, to be buried like a Jew, to be buried in Kever Yisrael. Several months later, for those who know Jewish history and European history, the battlefront between the Germans and Russia was constantly back and forth. It went back and forth, and at the end, of course, the Russians pushed them back a little, not that much, when World War I ended, basically, Russia got out of the war because of the Communist Revolution. But at that point, the Germans overtook the area, and this Chatzkel was taken as a prisoner of war. And what the Germans did when they had Russian POWs is that they gave him menial tasks, because if you let these soldiers hang around, in your, they can, you know, cause a revolution. They cause trouble. So they gave this Chatzkel a task. We want you to watch this area. And if you see anybody, if you hear anybody, you have to report it to the German soldiers. And of course, if you fall asleep on the job, if you mess up, you have a death sentence. Several weeks into this job, this Reb Chatzkel was standing over here when he heard a gunshot. And he ran and he went to see what happened. And he sees a German soldier lying in blood. He's trying to help him. You know, he's trying to help him. And he dies. And within a few minutes, other German soldiers come there. And he said, you killed him. I killed him. You killed him. I didn't kill anybody. No, there was no one else here. You must have killed him. And they arrested him. He was a Russian soldier, Russian POW. And they accused him of murdering this German soldier. And he was taken and interrogated for hours. After that, they put him to sleep. They put him at night in solitary confinement. The solitary confinement that the Germans had was that you had to stand in a cell where you couldn't sit down and you couldn't fall asleep. You couldn't lay down. You had to stand there. And it's going on for hours. And he's sitting there thinking to himself, trying to fall asleep. It's the middle of the night. He's emotionally drained. And he can't fall asleep. He can't lay down. He can't sit down. Finally, he closes his eyes and he sees his friend Mendel, who he had buried a few months earlier. And he said, came to him, he said, Chatzkel, they're going to accuse you. They're going to give you a death sentence. But you won't be hurt because you buried me. You won't be hurt because you gave me Kever Yisrael. You won't be hurt because you sacrificed your life for me. And the next morning, they took him out of the solitary confinement, this Chatzkel, who eventually became a Magid Shir, an Eitz Chaim. They took him out, and the German military court was there, and they accused him of murdering a German soldier. And of course, he said, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything. And they said, no, you did it. There was nobody else there. And we're giving you the death sentence. And they sentenced him to death. And those days, there was no appeals. They took him immediately outside to be shot by a firing squad. And they take him outside. And when the Germans would kill the firing squad, they bring other people there to watch. Both Russian POWs, lest they learned a lesson not to do the same thing, and other German soldiers. And they start counting, eins, one, zwei, two. Right? And at the count of three, they're gonna shoot. He said, can I say Shema Yisrael? He said, at least I'll die, I'll kill Hashem. And as they say, zwei, there's a bang. Hold it. They had checked this German soldier's pockets as they were preparing him for burial. And they found a note that said he was going to kill himself. The German soldier had committed suicide. So Shalom Shadron Zatzal used to say, that's me, the Keneged Mida. Jew cares for Jews. Shem cares for them. This person not only survived World War I, but World War II, and eventually ended up in Eretz Yisrael to teach Jewish children in Jerusalem. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. Do chesed for the living and for the dead. Hashem should do chesed for us. And it's not just for the dead, the Chevra Kedisha's involvement. The Chevra Kedisha does chesed for the living. The Chevra Kedisha is one of the greatest Kiddush Hashem's Kiruv tools. Another story. There also, in the midst of war, 1982, Operation Peace of the Galilee. 1982, Operation Peace of the Galilee. There's, of course, Israel's fighting in Lebanon, and it was not a pretty war. And there was a soldier named Kobi. I saw this in Arachim, it's one of their booklets. A soldier named is Kobi, and he's looking there with his friends, and they've been fighting, dog fighting in Lebanon for the whole day. Finally, night came, and they just want to relax, right? And so one of them lights a cigarette. They sit down. Finally, after a whole day of fighting and dangerous and losing friends, they sit down. They light a match, and within a minute or two, they start hearing mortars being shot at them. Boom, boom. And within seconds, this Kobi hears a boy, David Kupstein, screaming. He had been hit by a mortar. He runs over. He loved this boy, David. This boy, David Kupstein, or David probably if he's in Israel, right? He had been a religious student. He was a Hesder boy, and he was there, and he had such respect for me, the yarmulke and tzitzis. And he sees him, he's in pain and he's dying. And he keeps saying over, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And with that, he dies. And this guy, Kobi, he's flabbergasted. This is his friend. Why is he saying Shema? And he never thought of it. What does Shema Yisrael mean? And why Hashem Elokeinu? Why was Hashem Elokeinu? And that image of David Kupstein being there, he came with his last breath, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, over and over. It echoed in his head. Well, who is Hashem Elokeinu? And why say Shema Yisrael when you're dying? And a few weeks later, he was let off from his unit. The war had ended. And he went home and he starts looking around. What does it mean, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? What does it mean, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? And he ends up going to an Arachim class and eventually going to a yeshiva, becoming religious, and going out back to the workforce. And one day, this Kobe, who had started out as a secular kibbutznik, one of his Arachim partners in Torah invited him to come to Ponovitch Yeshiva, which is one of the greatest yeshivas in Israel. And he went to Ponovitch Yeshiva for Ma'ariv. And he was in a yeshiva with over 1,000 students. And he's sitting down there, you know, a couple years into being a religious Jew. And he starts davening Ma'ariv. And he starts davening Urachum. And they get to Shema Yisrael. And hundreds of people scream out, Shema Yisrael. And at that moment, he said he knew where Hashem Elokeinu was. It was at that moment where he thought back at that, when he saw his good friend Kobe, David Kupstein, diving. He knew what Hashem Elokeinu is. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Chevra Kedisha, it brings Shema Yisrael not only to the dead, the eternal, the Kedoshim, it brings the living. Just today, in this shul in Am Echad, there was a family of Russian, actually Ukrainian Jews, who walked 3.5 miles to come here for Shabbos to Daven and to eat by the Sadrovskis. And do you know how they came here? Because less than three weeks ago, this family lost a relative, and the Chevra Kedisha did the Tara. It was the first time they've been in this shul, or any shul, since they've been in Ukraine. That's the power of taking care of the Kedoshim, taking care of the Jewish people. That it's not just a chesed to the dead, it's a chesed to the living. And it's midah keneged midah. It brings us bracha as well. Those who are involved in the Chevra Kedisha, it's midah keneged midah. It's a chesed for the chayim, and the mason Hashem gives us bracha as well. You know, the standard teretz, the standard answer, why we have the dinner tonight by Moshe Rabbeinu is because it's his yard site. And why Moshe Rabbeinu is yard site? So the Sfarim bring down, because Hashem, as we just brought down the last chesed, that Hashem buried Moshe. So Zayin Adar is the day that Hashem buried Moshe. But it hit me today. What is the pshat that it's on Zayin Adar? Do you know why Hashem buries Moshe? Do you know why the only person HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries is Moshe Rabbeinu? Perhaps it's because Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Jewish people left Egypt, everyone else is going and looking for treasures, gold and silver, which there was a mitzvah to do. There was one person who looked to bury the dead. One person wanted to make sure that Yosef HaTzadik had Kevri Yisrael, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Midah keneged midah. Moshe goes ahead and buries Yosef, and Hashem buries Moshe. That's being involved with Chevra Kedisha. You know, I was mentioned about the giving. Rabbi Yisai, if I had to make an appeal tonight, it's an appeal for us to be involved in the Chevra Kedisha. You know, to do taharas, it shouldn't be that Mrs. Bergman or Menashe has to ask. It should be that people here at Tahara, I can be involved in Chesed Shal Emes. I can be part of a Chevra Kedisha, a holy brotherhood. I can be involved in a mitzvah that helps the living and the dead. I can be involved in bringing people closer to Torah. And just to piggyback on Jonathan's idea, you know what? If there be more people involved in the Chevra Kedisha looking to do the mitzvah, we'd have a lot more marketing. We'd have a lot more resources to do great things. We have Robert Rashi Malinow from Sinai here. You'd be happy to work with us even more, no? Very happy. We have a great friend in Robert. And I thank you for coming, by the way. Robert really deserves a hand of applause. It's about us. It's about us. Do we want to be involved? This is a holy organization. And we get rewarded in this world and the next. It is my bracha for the members of the Chevra Kedisha that they should get all of the bracha and the schusim, for they give both to the living and the dead, and that their chesed shel emes should inspire others to follow their example.
Amen. Thank you.